KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
We start in the northwest, where a search is currently underway for a man who reportedly fell off his boat into the Hartbeespoort Dam. It's reported children notified authorities yesterday after witnessing a single occupant of a boat falling into the water. Here's the National Sea Rescue Institute's Craig Lampinon.
The South African Police Services, Police Water Policing and Diving Services, assisted by NSR Hartbeespoort Dam, Strategic Rescue Unit and Hartbeespoort Marine Law Enforcement, are continuing in an ongoing search for a man missing. NSR Hartbeespoort Dam duty crew were activated following a report from children who raised the alarm after they had witnessed a man falling out of his boat near to Eagle's Landing, Pekinwood Estate.
A Durban-based activist says the launch of an app designed to combat gender-based violence won't be enough to curb the crisis.
Remember that not a lot of victims are employed and privileged to have smartphones or even own a phone. How would they access that? We also had an app in our pilot project for the rapid response team, and it did not work.
Over the weekend, Premier Tami Ntuli announced plans to launch the ePanic app by the end of the month. The free app will allow users to press a button, sending an immediate alert with their location in an emergency. Nadia Bernan, who's with the Rapid Response Team at GBV, feels that existing systems should be strengthened first.
The only thing that is going to work, commitment to a collaboration with civil society organizations that are first responders that deal directly with victims on the ground, as well as government service providers at these entities that gender-based violence victims and survivors enter, hospitals and police stations. So if we can close those gaps on secondary victimization, then it will work.
At the same time, COSATU has welcomed the Minister of Justice's call to make the sexual offenders register publicly available. The Federation says that has urged the information regulator to act swiftly. The move aims at protecting vulnerable groups. And political and tech industry leaders are in Paris for a two-day summit on artificial intelligence. They're hoping to find common ground on the revolutionary technology set to remake business and society across the world. It's being co-hosted by French President Emmanuel Macron and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The summit aims to lay the groundwork for governing the sector, as well as global powers raising to play leading roles in the fast-developing technology. Durban 23 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg 22, Richards Bay 26. The top story this hour, a search is underway in the northwest for a man who is said to have fallen off his boat into the Hartbeespoort Dam. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.